I'm Paul Wiegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me in the studio are three individuals who are doing some wonderful work here in Wilmington. And we're here today to talk about NextFab, a makerspace here in Wilmington, founded by our first guest, the president of NextFab, Evan Malone. And also joining us are the Wilmington location manager, Kate Brown, and the managing director of the Wilmington Renaissance Corporation, Carrie Gray, no stranger to our show. But it's great to have all three of you here joining us today. I want to get started with NextFab and its origins. Evan Malone, as the founder, tell us how you came to develop NextFab, a little bit about its history.
All right. Thanks for having me, Paul. There's a short version and a long version. I'm going to try to shoot somewhere in the middle because I can get rambling on the story. But anyway, when I was a child, no, just kidding. I studied physics and mechanical engineering at UPenn and then later at Cornell grad school. I got into 3D printing as an area of technology in my PhD program. This took me to South Africa, where I had the chance to see community technology laboratories having an impact on people that were otherwise in, you know, pretty poor economic and educational conditions in townships outside of the cities in South Africa. And I saw kids sitting down at a computer and learning to use a laser cutter, which was something new to me as a recent PhD student at that time. And, you know, turning their ideas into toys and things like that with relatively little training, because the tools were so accessible and intuitive for them to use. And that struck me as just a very high impact thing to participate in, so I got interested in that. At the same time, through the 1990s and 2000s, the United States had been offshore outsourcing a lot of manufacturing to China, India, and so on. Obviously for economic reasons, cost saving and so on. But this was starting to actually climb into higher levels of the value chain where engineering work and even R&D work were starting to happen overseas. And in 2008, when I was just finishing up my PhD, obviously we had a severe economic downturn. And at that time, I started thinking about, well, one, I'm a manufacturing related engineer. And two, maybe it'd be nice if we had a robust manufacturing economy here that could support us in times of, other financial, fluctuations. And the problem is nobody really, in my opinion, nobody in the United States really wants sweatshop factory labor jobs. They're not very appealing, and I wouldn't want to, employ people in tough conditions like that. So a new vision for manufacturing seemed to be important, and my awareness of 3D printing and other computer-driven manufacturing tools suggested to me a different approach, kind of taking that technology laboratory vision, which provides these tools and makes them accessible to the general public, and then adding to that more educational content and helping people with consulting and so on turn their ideas into products and then to launch businesses around those products. And the first version of this was supported by the University City Science Center in Philadelphia, which is in University City, of course, smack between Drexel and UPenn. And UPenn was my alma mater for my undergraduate degrees. So it was a great place to get started. The Science Center is an incubator. They're a nonprofit that helps companies get started. And they really liked the idea of having something that could bring the public in and engage them in learning about science and technology and possibly even create new companies that they could incubate. So that was 2009, really got the business up and running. And 2010, January, we opened our first location. But it was a great success. It grew pretty rapidly. Actually, we outgrew that space, which was only 4,000 square feet. And I learned some important lessons about designing the spaces and so on. But that really kind of brings us up to more like the modern era of NextFab. And I think that's probably it for the origin story.
Now, Carrie, how did you find out about NextFab? And what did you do to explore that and ultimately result in getting a NextFab site set up here in Wilmington?
So when we were developing the creative district plan in conjunction with community members, nonprofits, artists, corporate leaders, etc., one of the things that kept coming up were the need for spaces where people could be creative. And those spaces would take all shapes and forms. And our consultant that was helping us with the plan was based in Philadelphia and knew about NextFab. And So what ended up happening was that there was a vision in the Creative District Plan for a makerspace to be created in the neighborhood. And NextFab was put in the plan as, this is the model you should look at. And so at the end of 2013, when we were wrapping up that planning process, we took some board members up to Philadelphia to visit NextFab to take a tour. And at the end of the tour, we had an opportunity to sit with Evan and his leadership team and just ask some questions, have a little bit of a conversation. And in that conversation, Evan happened to mention that he'd been in Wilmington recently, which obviously sparked our interest, you know, that he knew what was going on in Wilmington, you know, a little bit about our economy here. And so we just started to kind of develop that relationship, and I call it a courtship. Some may call it stalking, but but either way, I wasn't gonna let NextFab out of our sights for very long. So we kept those conversations going. We brought Evan down to speak at one of our creative chat programs, which were designed to help bring to life the elements of the plan, of the Creative District Plan, to make the things that were on paper more tangible and real for the community. And that was really well received. People were really excited about the idea of a makerspace. And I really describe this space to folks that aren't familiar with what that term means as, you know, imagine your high school or middle school wood shop and metal shop on steroids. All of that modern equipment that you didn't have 20, 30 years ago, 40, 50 years ago for some people when they were in school, it's now all attached to technology. And it's equipment most people would never buy and put in their basement or in their garage because it's expensive, one. And two, you'd never use it enough in most cases to warrant the investment. So NextFab really provides that opportunity for creative folks to come into the space, to become a member, to get the training on the equipment, and then be able to put all of that equipment to use to either grow a business or, you know, create some pilots of projects that they have in mind, things like that, that they can then go out and get investors and start to grow. And so we saw that happening in Philadelphia at their location on Washington Avenue and said, you know, we'd love to have that replicated here in Wilmington in some way, shape, or form. And so that was how that all kind of came about.
Well, that's a great segue to Kate, who's the location manager here in Wilmington. Responsible for that replication here in Wilmington. Tell us a little bit about how the operation works. Carrie mentioned that it's a membership organization in part, but how does it work?
So we have individuals and groups that come in typically with a project idea or either a track that they're looking to develop skills in. So maybe they're looking to spend more time in the wood shop on equipment or on a 3D printer developing one of their ideas. When they come in, we have them kind of sit down and we do an orientation for all of our members so that they are aware of all of the tools as well as the ways that they can connect with other members through our platform. We make sure that members have access to our class calendar where they can sign up for classes online directly, as well as connect with other groups so that they can plan projects, try to connect with we have opportunities to meet with patent attorneys or other project development specialists that can kind of help you optimize your plan for moving forward. And then we have a great team of technical staff that's really there to guide you through the process in each department, as well as help you develop your track so that you can use your membership effectively. We have events and workshops so that members can come in, kind of get a taste for the other areas that they might not be focused in, and then really to join efforts and really create a collaborative environment for members with all different types of backgrounds.
And there are different levels of membership or different types of membership, correct?
Correct, yeah. So we have individuals that are really just focused on taking classes and gaining new skills. And for that, we have a pilot membership, which is $19 for the month, allows you to come in and take all of our classes at a membership rate. So for beginners in any kind of a department, it's a very cost-effective way to get started. You can also really get a feel for the community, and I think a lot of people come in at the pilot member and immediately become aware of how accessible and how realistic their project is, and how quickly they could gain the skills they need, partner with somebody else to get the prototype developed quickly. The next step up would be to have days of access at the facility, and depending on what level you're at, you could aim to be there one day a week and kind of have it as your weekly spot, or you could have it. And we do have members that come in and use the space and run their business out of our facility, so they're there almost every day that we're there. So.
Well, there's so much more to pursue. Let me first remind our listeners that you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guests in the studio today are the founder and president of Next Fab, Evan Malone, the Wilmington location manager, Kate Brown, and the managing director of Wilmington Renaissance Corporation, Carrie Gray. Kate, you were talking about different types of membership, and I know... me and my staff had the opportunity to do a walkthrough, and also I was able to attend your grand opening here in Wilmington. And during that walkthrough and then the grand opening, you spoke and a couple of your other staff people spoke about the relationships that are developed between the various creative, individuals who come in on various projects. Could either you or Evan speak to that and the value of not only having this space where the technology is available, but also that opportunity for interaction with other creative individuals?
Sure. Yeah, I think Wilmington in particular has some really already established creative groups and artists. It's kind of just a little hub that a lot of people have already started to partner, whether it's for a mural or for another initiative in the creative district. But it's really interesting to see groups or individuals come in and then reconnect with somebody that they had worked with maybe months back on a mural project, or somebody that they had seen their work displayed at the Contemporary Art Museum, and now that they have a chance to connect with them and maybe work with them, partner with them to develop ideas. So I think there's really just a need for a place to for artists to build on the experience that they already have and really connect with other individuals that are like-minded. There is also a pretty clear interest in a lot of very experienced, talented individuals that are really they're really excited to have an opportunity to work with, younger, newer innovators that are trying to kind of get into the space as well.
Evan, with this new site here in Wilmington, I'm curious, when you first sort of imagined what a Next Fab might look like, I'm sure you had some ideas in mind. How has Next Fab evolved in ways that you anticipated and in ways that you maybe didn't imagine?
Well, Paul, my original vision for Next Fab was built on my graduate school research lab, which I designed because my advisor, I was the first student for my PhD advisor at Cornell. So, what I had there was a lot of different tools and capabilities, interdisciplinary space for a relatively small number of users. So the first location in Philadelphia, the Science Center, I set up around that mental model of, let's cram it full of tools so that a few people can have, all this capability at their fingertips. Little realizing that if I were successful, there would be too many people and maybe too many tools and not enough space. So I discovered that, and it's part of what caused us to relocate out of the Science Center, was to find, a roomier place at a lower cost. So that was the evolution from the University City location until the South Philly location, which is Washington Avenue, which we went to five times the size, added some equipment, but not nearly proportionally to the original space. So they're adding more space. We also heard in the first location a lot of interest in people wanting to do more actual businessy type things. So my original vision was more like, a vocational school combined with a sort of a gym model, like a fitness gym where you have membership access to tools, like Carrie was saying. But I hadn't thought about, so much how do you help people start businesses? I knew that they might want some, expert consulting to help them figure out how to do what they wanted to do. So when I started to hear that at the Science Center and started planning the new location in South Philly, we added office space, sort of private offices, so that startup companies or professionals could run their business and have some privacy, but also still be connected to the resources and the community. Another thing I learned is that, you know, really the tools, I was very focused, you know, kind of mechanical engineer, the tools are everything. I learned over time that tools are really a foil to draw great people in. And so it's, you know, that's been the lesson again and again, is the tools are kind of becoming less prominent. And if you take a look at the Wilmington location and design relative to, say, the Washington Avenue location, you walk in and you're smack in the middle of a machine shop. And it can be noisy and it can be quite intimidating for people who are just getting to know this type of thing. In Wilmington, you walk in, it's a beautiful space. And we really focused a lot on the design, aesthetics, and comfort. So that people kind of, you know, can use the tools, have access to them, but it's not like always in your face the way it is in Washington Avenue. So that's been the evolution in terms of the design aesthetic and so on. And I think we've seen the communities that we host kind of evolve. And so we have pathways of people coming in, curious about learning how to do something they've never done before. They find it empowering and exciting, and also it breaks down a lot of barriers between people that might otherwise on the street not want to know or not want to kind of have interactions with each other. They start to see through the surface, collaborating together on solutions to problems, you know, offering advice to each other. You know, something about using an intimidating tool like a table saw for the first time just opens up people to like a new perspective. And I love being a part of that. And I think that's really one of the magical things that happens at a space like NextFab.
Mm-hmm. A number of terms are floating through my head, some of which you've brought up before. Evan, early on, you mentioned the term incubator, and I'm thinking innovation and invention and entrepreneurship. Carrie, how does this fit into the grander scheme of the Creative District and what, you know, the Wilmington Renaissance Corporation has envisioned for Wilmington?
Well, I think we see NextFab as a really key linchpin to the Creative District for a lot of reasons, but you know, we have a number of co-working spaces in Wilmington, but we didn't have a space that had the tools and the equipment for an entrepreneur or creative individual to be able to kind of test their thoughts and test their ideas. And so NextFab really fills that gap significantly for us. The other thing that it's done is it's provided that opportunity, like Kate said, for all of these creatives to have a space to work together, to meet one another, et cetera. And with the support from the Delaware Division of the Arts, we actually helped NextFab open with a series of workshops that we called our Innovation Workshop Series. And there were about 27 local artists from Wilmington, Newcastle County area, who have all been taking workshops over the last 2 months. Or last month, I guess it's only been a month, with NextFab. And, you know, they're learning this equipment, they're learning the technology, they're excited about it, they're talking, you know, meeting each other, people that hadn't ever met before, now are kind of working together, creating relationships with one another, which is exactly what we wanted to see. The other thing that's happened that's really exciting is we have actual projects within the Creative District that are being built at NextFab. So the Wilmington Green Box, for example, which is a location on the 400 block of Market Street in a little pocket park there that is selling fresh fruits and vegetables and juices and things like that, built their entire structure for their retail sales at NextFab. Mm-hmm. And the three founders of Wilmington Placemakers, which runs the Green Box, had never used, and most of them had never used any of that equipment. And so they got to learn, they got to build and see something that they had in their head come to fruition. And they have this beautiful structure now that's down on the 400 block of Market Street, where they're building community out of that space as well. So I think, you know, we're really excited. It's only been a month, and we've already seen some of these really great things happen. We're just really excited about the potential for the future.
That was a great story. Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah. And before we run out of time, Kate, could you fill us in on sort of the logistics? Where is NextFab in Wilmington? How do people find out about membership?
Sure. Yeah. So we have a great location. We're at the corner of 5th and Tatnall Street. Our address is 503 North Tatnall. And we're just a few blocks off of Market Street. So it's an easy walk down. We are and a great location for parking. We actually have after-hours access in the lot directly across the street, thanks to Colonial Parking. So members, as well as individuals coming in for tours or meeting with members, can park in the lotted off of Orange Street and have a pedestrian gate access directly across from our building. So we have tour times any day that we're open. So Tuesdays through Saturdays, we're there for tours from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. So we definitely invite all anybody that's interested in seeing the space. I think that's really the best way to be able to take in all that NextFab offers, is to come in and see it in person.
What about member access to the equipment as they're working on projects, and either just for meeting, you know, convening with other members, or actually using the equipment?
Sure. So we do have spaces that members can use as soon as they come in the door. So we have conference rooms that are available for members to reserve and meet, so they can collaborate. We also have a beautiful kitchenette space and event space so that we can host creative groups or chats, kind of like what Carrie was saying, to kind of give that hands-on and direct collaboration opportunities for creative artists. To gain access to the equipment, we have a couple different channels depending on where your skill level is. So if you're a beginner, we have classes set up to teach you the basic skills, enhance any of your skills that you might need in order to be using those in an unsupervised access. So you can come in and just jump on the table saw when you need to cut something down. Same thing with our laser. You can have unsupervised access. So you can come in and use the laser. We do have proficiency checks for very experienced individuals, so you don't have to take classes if you don't need to. And then we also provide private training, so okay. That's something we can do.
And in a few seconds, we have a website, phone number.
Sure. Our website is nextfab.com, and our phone number is 302-733-7330.
Great. Our guests today, again, have been Evan Malone, the founder and president of NextFab, Kate Brown, the Wilmington location manager, and Carrie Gray, the managing director of the Wilmington Renaissance Corporation. It's really been a pleasure chatting with you and learning about NextFab.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.